They were holding the Siman Kuf Gimel Sif Dalet. Hamispalo. Kuf Yud Gimel Dalet. Hamispalo Sarf Sheyikra. The kriyas that we do in Shemoneh Esrei are supposed to be done in such a way. He bends as much. Actually, spako kol chuliyos shibasedra. All of the vertebrae are sticking out a little bit, because when you're standing straight, so there's sort of the body. The more you bend, the more you can feel them as that they more they're protruding. Kim and shahir, but. Well, Yikra be'emsa masnov Rosh Yishar Zakuf El Gam Rosh Yachuv Ke'agman. You don't just bow by your waist, but your head is sticking up. But your head should bow down, bend down as well. Okay.
What's an Agman?
Agman was like a reed when it bends, the top of the reed bends down. Okay. Sif Hei, Mr. Burdan, we'll do Sif Hei and Vav, and then we'll go back. Well, you should call Gagach a year, Piv, Kenegat, Koger, Shalom, Michnasim. You don't want to bow so far down that your mouth is parallel to your belt. A person who is elderly or ill, and to bow that far is difficult for him. So the word hirkan means bowing your head, that's really sufficient. You can tell about the fact that he's trying to do what he wants to do, but he can't do anymore because of his physical limitations. Kishu kareya. Sifov, Yichra b'mehiris b'famachas, k'shuk zaykev, zaykev b'nachas. When you bend, you go down quickly, but when you come up, the person should come up slowly. Rosh atchila b'hakach kufay, shlotehei olav k'mas. It shouldn't look like the fact that you're coming up slowly as opposed to quickly, in the case that you don't mind being in that state of being bowing in front of your Creator. You come up quickly, it would look like you're trying to get done with that already. And when you do it, you the person comes up with his head first and then his body. So there's a famous story with Reb Zindel Salanter that once saw him like bowing in the middle of the weekday. He was bowing and bowing and bowing. He says, "What are they doing?" He says, "He's practicing. You're supposed to do it right, so you want to make sure you get it right." So we practice exercises, we practice a lot of other things. You practice your violin, so why shouldn't you practice bowing? So,
you would have thought he knew how to do it, but
apparently he didn't think so. Okay, let's see, Mr. Burroughs. So, Cotton Yud, she's Pakakum. So pekak ulashon kesher. Pekak is another word for the knot. K N O T. It's learned from shemachos hakriya bortim shorim shel akulius. So the pieces of the vertebrae are protruding. So yud aleph, kol kach, you shouldn't bow down all the way down to your belt. The mesik yurosh hashecha yosim yishir shchiyah, because that's going beyond the mouth that you're required to do. So it looks like you're trying to. Show that you can do better. Okay. So I would love to tell you I really understand how to do this. I'm not sure how to do it. After all these years, I'm still haven't figured it out. Right? Exactly what he means. He says when you bow down, so ideally you're supposed to bow down, not this far. I got that. Right. But like this point that your vertebrae are protruding. I got that. Right. That your head should be bowed down, I got that. So your head goes up first, so it means you go up like this, it looks like.
Yeah.
Assuming that's what it means.
Yeah.
Okay, so he says when you go down, you're supposed to go down quickly. See, he doesn't talk about the knees anywhere. There's no mention of the knees over here. It seems like the whole process is bowing your back. The Maisa, there seems to be another layer that somehow that you're supposed to bow your knees, not by Moedim, but by the other three places. So the question is, so when we say you're supposed to go down with Basachas, means you're supposed to do both at the same time. Or you're supposed to do this, this, and this. Is it two steps or three steps? I have no idea.
Watch Rav Lapyansky. I think he does it right.
He does it both at the same time.
I think so.
Yeah,
but I know he looks like he's focused on it. So if you're not davening the same time he's davening, you can right. watch him.
So
because I
once watched Ramesha do it. It was a horrible davening because I didn't daven a word, but it was a great opportunity. I watched Ramesha the whole time.
next minion, but
well, there wasn't an option over there at that point in time. Okay, so
how did he do it?
He actually was fascinated a few things. First of all, he did bend his knees. Second of all, he went down and he bowed his body down all the way to the point of being parallel to his belt, which is, says over here you're not supposed to do. So I didn't have a chance to question him on it. I mean, I probably had a chance. I didn't have the gumption to question him about it.
Oh, he would have told you.
I'm sure he would have, but you still have
and you wouldn't have felt bad about it either.
I understand, but you still have to have a certain amount of gumption to do that. This I was a booker still. I definitely
people have asked him much more basic questions than that, like when is Shabbos, and you know that when is candle lighting, if right. he answers it.
Okay, so. He did not go down at one time. He did it in two stages.
So the head went first.
And the head went first. He came back up.
Yeah.
So in Siv Zayin, the Mishabura touches on it, and it's very confusing to me a little bit. I'll show you what I mean. Siv Zayin, Kishakareya Kareba Baruch Kuzayke Bzayke B'Shem. When you bow by the word Baruch, and when you go up by Hashem's name. Yud Beis, Sukkot Yud Beis, Kishakareya. So the Shulchan Aruch does not mention anything about knees and then body. It doesn't. Baruch Atah. Machaber says you go down by Baruch, and you come up by Hashem. Yud Beis, Kishakareya, Kishomer Baruch. So the comes Mishabur, the Mishabur says that the Magen Avraham, their Chaim, Eliyahu Rabba, they hold Yichra beBirkov. When you say the word Baruch, then you go down with your knees. Kshemer Atah Yishcha Ashispaku Hachulios. Then it's when you bow your body forward, and by Atah you go up. Now, Kshemer Moedim. By Moedim it says Yichra Rosha Begufa Ka'agman Rebasachas. There you bow your head and your body at the same time. You do not bend your knees. You just bow your body. When you get to Hashem's name, you go up, because Hashem is Zokef Kefufim, Zokef Kefufim. Hashem, Yud Gimel.
By where?
The Ksiv Hashem Zokef Kefufim. By Moedim. So by Moedim, there's no halacha bowing with your knees. Mr. Bird doesn't, doesn't say with head is not like that, but he seems to be saying that that's the flow of what he's saying. By Baruch, there's a din of Yichur Babirkov, but Ratoh is you bow. By Moedim, your Korea Roshoi Begufoi. Without mentioning the knees anywhere. Remember the Shibi, so we say just on the Machshava element of it. You know, in our thought process, if you go down on your knee with your knees, you bend your knees by Baruch, and by Atah, you bend your body. When you say Hashem's name, you should fall flat on your face. Right? The Yimamish is the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? And the Chiddush is the HaKadosh Baruch Hu lifts you up and brings you out of it. That the Kodesh Baruch Hu's love is such that He allows us to stand erect in His presence. If anything, we should. When you say Hashem's name, the whole body should just go. You should tremble and be on the ground, groveling on the ground. That's the chiddush of Zokef B'Shem. Okay.
What were you saying before about the person's head going down twice?
I didn't say anything about heads going down twice.
Before.
I didn't say twice. I mean, spell bo connect akum. Okay, so the Mechaber says, so the process of bowel memorialism is different than the process of bowel with the other three places that you bow. I mean, Spalo Bokaneda Akum, person who davens, and while he's davening, standing, a goy is walking towards him. The Eshla Tumunas, Abedesachavim Beyodin, the goy is holding a getchka, some form of a getchka. And the Jew who's davening gets to the point where he's supposed to bow, but the problem is now there's an idol in front of him. Lo yishche, he should not bow. Even though he does not mean to the getchka, he means to Hashem. But you don't bow in the presence of an idol. It shouldn't look in any way like you're bowing to the idol. Okay. Mishaber yadal biyadoi. I'm going to rush mashakosav the imhu. I'm walking berm kasa chalil the hakol bezeh v'prape esat tefila. The Makom Rambam suggests possibly leniency, but the other person did not pass in it. Avol pi, even though your kavanah is clearly not, you truly are not having any intent towards the avodah zara. Your intent is to Hashem. It's also neshanira kimishtacha be lavodah zichavim. It looks like you're bowing to avodah zichavim. That already is a problem. Okay, so the person grapple with a chassis v'orev. So a person's like is wearing a necklace of it or something of that sort. Is one thing. A person has it embroidered on their clothing. So there, some person are out there because they don't mean it to mean that represents their that's the idol. It's just like it's showing their faith that they believe it. Whereas you have an actual idol, you have a Shesiv Orev already on it, that's already a problem.
What's it? I didn't catch that last sentence.
Whereas, let's say a person was wearing a jewelry or something like that, a necklace or something like that. That could be representing them of a desire for them. Yeah. But if it's embroidered on the clothing, they assume that that's not their kibbutz, that's professing their faith, not necessarily representing the idol. Mm-hmm. You do not praise the Kaddish Baruch Hu more than saying Kela Gadol Hagibor V'Hanira. This is a Gemara in Brachos that one Talmud said, you know, that's enough, not enough. We should say more, and he starts saying a whole list. And then after he's finished, his Rechel said to him, and that's it. You know, it says if you start saying all of the praises of Kaddish Baruch Hu, you can't stop. And obviously we don't have the ability, so we have a problem. So he says, so why do we say these three? Because these three, we found that the Moshe Rabbeinu said these three, so we were right to say these three. Obviously there are more, but we have no way to... if you start, you can't stop. And it ends up being more insulting than praise. But after Tefillah, this applies to Tefillah. Neshein l'shanas mi matbeah shetav ha-chachamim. Chazal set up the nusach, and that's it. You're saying your own personal request or praises to Hashem. Thank you to Hashem. Let's say, you do whatever you want. But it would be preferable to, instead of saying your own language, to say it in the language of the psukim. Instead of, if you do come out deficient, you just read some psukim.
deficient,
yeah. Okay. The Gra and his Pirish on the Siddur. Now, he didn't actually write the Pirish on the Siddur. It was written by his son, quoting his father. So there he says, so if Chazal said, you're only allowed to say Kela Gadol Gimer Ba'Nero, Kela Yoin Gimel Chasadim Tobim, what are those about? He says we have to understand that really what's happening is those are different facets of Gadol Gibor and Nora. And he goes through in the first Bracha Shemoneh Esrei to show how these are other facets of Gadol Gibor and Nora. And then he says furthermore, each Bracha Shemoneh Esrei really corresponds to either Gadol Gibor or Nora. So the first three brachas is very easy. That the first bracha is Hashem is Gadol. Gadol is meet of Chesed, Rashi says. and that's expressed in the elements of the Hashem's law for Klal Yisrael, this law for Avram, etc. The second one is a tall gibor. So that's connected gibor. And the third one is nara. We know the kaddish and nara will go together many times. The idea of kedusha is that the idea is that it's beyond our comprehension. That we respond to that with a feeling of hesitancy and awe. So the first two brachas are correspond to gadol, gibor, and nara. And then you can use on throughout the rest of Shemoneh Esrei how each bracha corresponds to either it's a praise of Hashem b'chayin and doas is a praise of gadol, etc. All of these, everything that the Baruch Hashem does, and we're praising him by saying so, corresponds to Gadol, Gibor, and Harum. Okay, Siman Kuf Yudal, Dinos Karas Haruach V'Geshem V'Tal. So you have the law of Ruach, Geshem, and Tal. So we're going to start going through some of the different elements of the brachas of Shemoneh Esrei. So in the second bracha we have differentiate between Masha Baruch and Masha Ruch Marid Goshem and Marid Atal, etc. Aleph. Meskil Lomar Baruch Shnia Masha Baruch Marid Goshem. We start saying Masha Ruch Marid Goshem Betfilas Musav Shal Yantav Ha'Achron Shal Chag. The last on the Yantav Ha'Achron of the Chag Shini Atzeres. So we mention Mashiv Ruach Marid Goshem. We start saying it then by Musaf. We end by the Musaf of the first day of Pesach. We end by the Musaf of the first day of Pesach. Why is it placed in the second bracha? Because of the rain, in many ways, without rain, everybody would die. So rain functions parallel to the concept of the Bereshit is giving life to those which really don't have deserve life or don't have life. So it fits into Tchias HaMeisim. So we start on Tfilas Musav of the Yom Tov Achron Shel Chag, and you're not posted until the Tfilas Musav of the Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach. Base, but till the Musaf, how you roy lahasker the ratzus of the Hashem is baruch miyom to varishan shalchag, she nidoyed him by alamayim. The truth is, really, we should be mentioning this from the beginning of Sukkot, because during Sukkot we're judged about the rainfall for the year. So it makes sense that during that time we're being judged about the rain. If we're not going to even ask for rain, at least we should be thanking Hashem and recognizing that Hashem gives the rain and praising Him for that. And that itself would be a source of getting a better judgment because we recognize it's from Hashem, etc. So it would make sense to do it from the beginning of Sukkot. But on the other hand, rain is a negative thing during Sukkot. Because you can't sit in the Sukkot. Therefore, Chazal did not feel it was proper to praise Hashem. So it's something that we look at as something negative. It wouldn't be a praise. Therefore, I'm going to get Shema of our Shiva's Yemei Yeshiva B'sukkah. So we say it after the 7 days are up. Okay. Step number two. Roy Hoyo Lahaskal Minadin. Hoyo Minadin. Roy Hoyo Minadin. Lahaskal Lahaskal Miyad B'Leil. Yom Tov Achron. So the night of Shmini Atzeres, Shana Rabbah is over. You're going into the night of Shmini Atzeres. In Eretz Yisrael, you don't say the Sukkah. So good, so say Marsha Baruch Mordechai Goshen. Why? That makes sense. Why don't we do that? Lafisha B'Tchilas Arav is Ein Kol Oam B'Besek Nesses. Not everybody comes for Marav. More people come for Shacharis and Musav. This problem. This is a masker. We're saying a masker. We also gudus a gudus. What happened was that the people who were in shul heard about the announcement, and they will switch. The people who weren't there would not necessarily switch. They're going to still daven the old nusach, and you look like there's different factions in Klal Yisrael, which we don't want to do that. The Mogen Rambam asks over here. We say Talamotzer by Marv. We don't seem to be bothered by this idea of agudas agudas. So he says that, you know, in Eretz Yisrael they start in Zayin Cheshren, and in Kutzar they start in, anyway, with different groups. So a little more different groups, you know, so that doesn't bother us. But this is a universal reality. We don't want to play with that. Well, I'm scared by Shacharis. So why don't we, good, so you don't remember. So, but that, say by Shacharis. So the cynic would say, because not everybody's there by Shacharis either. But the Mishmur doesn't give that answer. Yeshu Kosu.
Even he has a limit on the tolerance.
Okay. Mimesha also lahasra geshem achiyachris hashiach sibur or hashamish. Somebody has to announce, because Rome, Marina Geshem. Somebody has to announce before you say Shemun Esrei that you're supposed to switch. Okay? Kilo Kamelik, which says later on. If they didn't announce, you don't switch. You can't announce, by Shachris, because you have to say Makulu Tfilu. One reason. Is the second reason. But then Shemur says, even though we don't start by Marv or by Shacharis, but since really it would be proper to start them, therefore we told me his Gemara work Marv Goshen, but Marv shall be Shonas Shmini Atzeres or by Shacharis and Chayzer. So a person since Marv work Marv Goshen and Hashanah Rabban by Mincha, he has to go back because it's not the time for that yet. Shmini Atzeres, it is the time. So if you set it by Marv or by Shacharis, you don't have to go back.
But if they don't do the mentioning beforehand, you don't do it until they do the Chazar Shashatz after that, normally?
Correct. Now, and this continues until the first day of Pesach by Musaf. Again, so Mishabur says in Gimel, Atam ain't poiskin mi beher, who gam can kanal. You don't change in the night time because not everybody's there in the shul to hear that we stopped. So Yidaber Mura Beinayim, she said Maske, was in a Maske, again, that's confusing. This one says, this doesn't say, okay, Avalata Shapoiskim b'musav, now we do by Musav, Yedu Akala Yedei Sheikh Sibur, or Hashem, or Shem Achris, Kedem Tzil, Zem Musav, Marvin at all. Shachos is, we announce Marvin at all. Shachos is, Haskaras Tatal, Simenu Lohem, Lahavsokas, Haskaras HaGeshem, right. We don't announce not to say Geshem, that's improper to say like that. As Mr. Bruce said around that would be like we're saying we don't want that's not the point. But you announce Marid at all. So by doing so you people clap that it's no longer Marid Goshen. Okay, but Mizel the Minig Swarad should I give Marid at all? This Mokam Marid Geshen. So people follow the Nusach of the Swardim or the Nusach Sward that they say Mervin at all in the summer, that this conversation makes sense. But didn't say no, Shane Neugam, Mervin at all, we don't say Mervin at all, we don't say anything. We take out the whole, we have no insertion. So we don't say, we actually hachris, we'll also know that. Well, hachris, but the head just used to go learn Mervin at Geshem, Gam can enter Nochem. We may shenir, Kim Aman, and Begshamim. Looks like you're requesting there shouldn't be rain. We don't want to say that. Like an announcement. No, don't say Rav Geshem anymore. So we don't say Merit at all. We can't announce not Merit Geshem. There shall be Amis Parlam al Rav type of because I'll say even if something is very very, it's good intrinsically. Too much is not good, but you can't daven. They take away too much. That's part of the way the Bereshit set up the world. If you ask, you get. Sometimes you ask, you get too much. Well, you shouldn't be careful how you ask, but once you're there, you're there. Okay, Pesach Rambam Sif Gimel, the Nargon Shal Lahavsing, but Lahavsker Geshem at Tfilah Semincha. It comes out for the person in his personal Shemon Esrei, they did not make an announcement yet. So he continues, and he says, Marid Goshen. Until Mincha, but they announced by Chazor Shashatz, Sheshamu, the people come to Mincha heard by Musaf that the Chazan switched to Marid at all. But still, some Musaf called the call. We got Mishnah Tzibur, Maskir, Mageshem, Tfilas Lachash, Kedesh Lo Yiyah Dabur More Ben Tzibur. But by even by Musaf in the Seder Shel Esrei, everybody still says Merid Goshem. But according to this logic again, so if you forgot to say it, you don't have to go back, because really, Mikra, then it's this day is proper not to say it anymore. But we sort of continue it because we have other considerations. But if a person didn't say it, they didn't say it.
The fact that it says here, like,
Huli Alma
before, just
said,
you know,
closer, is
there.
There was a machlokas before, yeah.
There,
yeah.
At least,
possibly,
you shouldn't.
Right. At least the Chabram, even the Shabbos. Sif Beis, also the Hasra, Geshe Machi, Achri, Sashli, Achri, you cannot announce, you cannot change, and you cannot mention Marer Geshe until the Chazan has announced it. And the source of this is Yerushalmi. Hagav Yesh Amram Tzikana Mishmas Kila Musaf Marcha Zeshamish Mashavu Ruach Yeshat Tibur Yaskiru B'Tzulasim Mechem Noigin. So Pashas, the reading of the Mechaber sounds like it's up to the Chazan or the he can not announce it, and by through Shmuel Esrei he'll announce it, and that's his way of announcing it. Because Ramos says no, our minig is that the Chazan announces it. Hilcha Afi Mechay Lo Onus. So now, if a person is ill,
we're talking about Mashik for Ruach,
yeah. So the person is a chaylo or an onus, he can't make it to shul. So what's he going to do? So yatet tefilos and tefilos the tzibur. He should make sure that he davens after the tzibur davens the musaf. If he should also lahaskar shiur mershi a tzibur, he's not allowed to change and add a mershi ruach mer negoshim. Tolchazan announces it. Abim Yudei Shachichris Ashlich, where he knows that the Shatz already announced it. Abishahu Lo Shoma, even he personally did not hear it, that's sufficient. How many times that? Habal Beis Knesset of a Tibur, he's skilled of the Hispal, you walked in late, they already started davening. Hispal of Beyazg Avapi, Shahu Lo Shoma, Mashiach Tibur. You have a right to assume that the Chazan had announced it properly. And everybody's saying it, and you're right to say it as well. Okay, let's hold it here. I guess just one question, which Mishnah Berurah does not address at all, is the correct version of, is it Geshem or Goshem? So the simplest answer is, whatever your minig is. The problem is, not everybody has a minig. Then you have to pass on the Shabbos. So what's the correct nusach? So they asked the Mershah, the Shalom Mershah says the correct nusach is Merid HaGoshem. With the comments, it's a pause over there. It's a Merid HaGoshem. They asked Yaakov, and Yaakov says Merid HaGeshem. If you do the Dikduk, it would be Merid HaGeshem. So of course, and then this argument doesn't start with the Mershah of Yaakov. It actually went back quite some time. So it's difficult to say what you mean as a person to do, because whatever you do, you're doing something, you know. There's somebody who says that you're supposed to be doing. So if you have a minig, you need to follow a minig. If no minig, see, is there a standardized minig? So the Rosh seemed to say the standardized minig was Goshem. And this Geshem was people who started making changes, but I'll pee the standard Nusach and Klai, so the minig was Goshem. So my assumption would be that if a person doesn't have any other minig, he would follow the minig that you say Goshem, not Geshem. Rabbi Yaakov's piece about Geshem, it's Gan Eden. The piece is a piece of Gan Eden. Rabbi Yaakov Zatzal was such a bucky in the Tamei Mikra, in the Trop, that if you give him a blank pasuk anywhere in Tanakh, he could fill in the Trop. Not because he memorized it, because he was able to figure out of Peter Clawley the different trop, what belongs there. So Rabbi Yaakov took the second paragraph of the Shmoneh Esrei, right, and he put trop on it. Based on Clawley trop, he took the paragraph of Atah Gibor La'olam Hashem together with Mashar Ruach Merid HaGoshem, and he put trop on it. And by doing so, it came out that the Esnachta will not be by Merid HaGoshem. And since that's so, by his Akev Katon, we don't change a segel to a kamatz, only by an asnachter or a safe posuk. So therefore, it has to be Geshem. But the piece, and he shows you in the Sefer, they have the Nikud there, like the trup there, of how the paragraph would have trup on it. So there's a story with Rabbi Yaakov when he was in Slobodka, that he told the Bacher, he knew this already as a Bacher. The other Bacher didn't believe him. There's another Bacher Yeshiva also who claimed that he knew it. So they took the two Bacher, they gave them psukim, and they asked him to put trup on them. They came up with the same answer. But they said they never were sure if it was conclusive or not, because Rabbi Yaakov itself probably memorized all the Tanakh at that point in time, and he knew everything with the trup anyway. So it was no riot the fact that he put the trup on it. Maybe it's because, I mean, he claimed that he just figured it out, but they... You know, the Bacham didn't necessarily believe him, but you take a paragraph of Shmoneh Esrei, there's no Masorah on that. You gotta have figured it out. Now, I can't argue with him whether he's right or wrong. You know, he can tell me that's what he's supposed to do, and I say, okay, whatever. You know, is our cross severe? I, you know, I, the cross, I, I'm, yeah, yeah, no, I have no idea. Okay.